Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, it's been a summer full of activities and events featuring one of the region's best facilities, the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center, hosted an event that saw players, fans, coaches, and families literally from all over the nation.
It's an outstanding facility because it gives you everything in terms of arenas, multiple courts, stands for visibility, and most importantly, the hospitality is off the charts. We really pride ourselves on that.
That is Andrea Barnett, Recreation Superintendent with the City of Rock Hills Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department. The city was in the midst of the two-week Adidas 3SSB basketball tournament, which saw 200 teams, girls and boys, coming in from across the country. It's a massive economic impact for the City of Rock Hill, which last year accounted for $16.5 million, and that included restaurants, shops, hotels, and other industry. The 30 basketball events overall for the city brought in $41 million. Haley Gibson is the facility supervisor with Rock Hill PRT, and she said that it's a group effort for hospitality, and that includes area businesses.
We really reach out to a lot of our local partners, specifically here in the coaches area. We've got the Mercantile does all of our coffee and breakfast, as well as Counter. Chef Rob knocks out all of our food. Obviously, he does a great job with all of it. And so you're getting that experience of those areas.
Gibson added that the Rock Hill York County Airport also benefited with the amount of people flying in for the event. Per the city, the airport sold an estimated 54% more jet fuel this month than in any other month in the entire year. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.